And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show Special Edition, live here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening to this show, live on 91.5 WMFO, as well as streaming on the TuneIn Radio app nationwide, whether you're in the United States or in Canada, or on WMFO.org. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the program today, as we got a lot into. We're here for only an hour today. We're here with you live until 6 p.m. Eastern here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Many of you are just tuning into the show following the Bruins 2-1 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning this afternoon at TD Garden, a game that I was also at myself. So that's exactly where we're going to lead off the show, as this Bruins team continues to set new standards and set new records, so to speak. And when I say set new standards, set new records, meaning that they set new standards of amazement. I hate to sound like a broken record, but what has not been said on this show in pertaining to the Boston Bruins in 2022-2023. A lot has been said, but now that we are officially in the final stretch of the regular season, it's now time that we really take the opportunity at hand to really look at this team as what it has accomplished today. Number one, we knew that the Tampa Bay Lightning were a team that were limping coming into this game. The Bruins, prior to this game, they had won 5 in a row. I knew that this was going to be a good game, but if we're being completely honest, how many of you expected the game to get off to such a physical start? Basically from Jump Street. I don't think too many people really expected that. You knew that it was going to be a tie game. You knew that this was going to be a game in which that it was going to be a battle of wills, in which a team was desperate to break out of its losing streak, a team that was looking to continue its winning streak. But at either realm, I think it is absolutely astounding when you begin to think about what this team accomplished today and what went on to start the game. This was, from Jump Street, the type of atmosphere that you would have thought that this was a playoff game, but it wasn't a playoff game. It was intense. It was nasty. Shout out to Garnet Hathaway, and as well as Locko. I mean, my goodness. It was nasty, in which that, in more ways than one, I think this was a message sending to the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the reason is because you think about, in recent years, the Bruins matchups in the playoffs against Tampa, it has not fared well. It hasn't failed well at all. In fact, the last two times that Tampa Bay and the Bruins have met in the playoffs, the Bruins have lost both series. 2018, they lost in 5. 2020, in the bubble, they also lost in 5. Both instances, the Bruins won game 1 in both of those series, only lost 4 in a row. I say that because the Bruins, and I'm sure Bruin fans know this, but for those of you that don't know, the Bruins, should they advance out of round one, They are facing the winner of the Tampa Bay-Toronto series. And if it's Tampa Bay, if this is the kind of win that the Boston Bruins needed to have, you took advantage of a team that was limping in, a team that was struggling, and despite the one glaring mistake that they made, the Bruins made today, and that was allowing that shorthanded goal to tie the game up at one, this was a team that wanted to send a message, and that message was, you think that you could punk us around, think again. We're going to stand up for ourselves, and we're going to defend home ice, and our goaltender is the best goaltender in hockey right now. He outplayed Andrei Vasilevsky. He outplayed what was once considered to be the best goaltender in the planet. One would ask, well, is he still the best goaltender in the planet? He's among the best, but right now, the best goaltender right now in the league is Linus Ullmark. If you agree or you disagree, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. The phone lines are open to call into the show to talk about the Lightning, the Bruins game that just ended roughly about an hour and a half ago. Bruins winning this one 2-1. I look at this game and I look at this win for the Boston Bruins with the lens of they knew that this was a big game, an opportunity to extend its win streak, and oh, by the way, an opportunity to clinch the division. They did all of that. They clinched the division today in their win against the Tampa Bay Lightning, in which, by the way, this was also the third fastest in NHL history that a team has clinched a division in an 82-game season. The two records, the two teams that did it in lesser time and lesser games, the 1995-1996 Detroit Red Wings, they did it in 68 games. In the 1996-1997 Colorado Avalanche, they did it in 70 games. This year's Bruins team did it in 72 games. Everything that I have said before, and I've said on social media, whether it was on video, etc., is worthy of repeating, but I'm not going to repeat it. My fresh takeaway from this game is that the Bruins continue to show you, those who watch and follow this team on a day-to-day basis, they can beat you any way they see fit. You want to play a 1-0 game, they can beat you that way. You want to beat you in a 2-1 game, they can beat you that way. You want to play a nasty, gritty, fisticuffs type of game, they can do that as well. This is why the acquisition of Garnet Hathaway was so important from the Washington Capitals, along with Dmitry Orlov, along with Tyler Bertuzzi. That's the reason why this team went out and got those players, because they know as the season winds down, the intensity is going to ramp up, the nastiness and the physicality is going to ramp up as well. And oh, by the way, Garnet Hathaway was visible all over the ice today. He scored the game-winning goal. He was physical. Tyler Bertuzzi, he was there. He was very much present on the ice. So for a Tampa Bay team that is struggling right now, and I've said this before in terms of the Lightning, at some point, you ought to run out of gas. Because, as you all know, this is a Tampa Bay Lightning team that's gone to 3 straight Stanley Cup finals. They have played a lot of hockey. And for this year, for this season, the Lightning have not looked like the Lightning of the last 3 years. They haven't. And I had said this on Twitter once. The Lightning are just one hot streak away from returning back to being the Tampa Bay Lightning of the last 3 years. And that's why they are such a dangerous team. And that's why the Tampa Bay-Toronto series is coming up starting April 17th. Or the Stanley Cup playoff starts at that time, but maybe the series will start that day or the day after. That's the reason why that series is going to be must-see for the Boston Bruins and the Bruins fans, because you're facing the winner of that series. Whether if it's Toronto, if they can finally end their 19-year Stanley Cup first-round playoff drought of not winning a playoff round, or do they run into an old playoff nemesis again? That is why this game was so important to the Boston Bruins in terms of its psyche, in terms of its confidence, in terms of sending a message to the Tampa Bay Lightning. You're not going to push us around. You may have Patrick Maroon, who Bruin fans have gotten acquainted with quite well, going back to 2019 when he was with the St. Louis Blues, that you are not going to push us around. We have no problem getting down in nasty. Phone lines are open if you want to call into the show and offer your thoughts on the Bruins and Lightning's game from today, in which the Bruins won 2-1. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program, as I'm here with you live until 6 o'clock. And one last additional thought before I wrap up the segment, before we got to go to music break. Now, here's an interesting test. And I'm going to talk more about it in the next segment, but it's an early tease now. They have another back-to-back. They got another game tomorrow against the Carolina Hurricanes. And that is a game that I think that is going to be really interesting for a variety of reasons. And in this midst of stretch where the Bruins have played in a lot of back-to-backs, this is one of those back-to-backs in which that it was fair to look at and say that you have questions as to how was this team going to look. How is this team going to fare in these back-to-back games? They played the Lightning today. They won. Now they got Carolina tomorrow. And if you may remember, a couple of weeks ago, they played Detroit. They split the home and home last weekend. They won in Minnesota, and they won in Buffalo. So by and large part, they've handled these back-to-backs pretty well in terms of the win-loss. But this one, in my humble opinion, of course, this is the most difficult. So far, they're off to a good start. The most difficult of the back-to-backs that they have during the stretch, in which five straight weekends they're playing on Saturday and Sunday. So we've hit a music break, and if you want to call in, you can call into the program after the break, at the return from the music break. But for right now, coming up next. Why tomorrow's game for the Bruins in Carolina is a fascinating matchup in every right. I'm going to explain to you why and give you my thoughts and my take on that. That and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show. Special edition live here until 6 o'clock Eastern here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him. But I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe Gun Storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council. When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. If you're just tuning in, following the Bruins' win today over the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1, your final from TD Garden, you should be in a pretty good mood. I'm in a pretty good mood. Although the weather may be a little bit dreary right now, but that's okay. It's Saturday, following the Bruins' win. And I had some thoughts towards the end of the first segment that I wanted to get into, and I saved it for this segment for good reason. And for those of you that are watching this live on Twitter, on my Twitter live broadcast, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I had a thought as it pertains to the Bruins matchup tomorrow against the Carolina Hurricanes. And I want to take the time to really expound on that matchup in the second game of a back-to-back for the Boston Bruins. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because if you heard me during the first segment, and I mentioned this clearly, that today's game was a test and it was a statement. I do think it was a statement against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and a statement that was certainly delivered. Now, tomorrow's game against the Carolina Hurricanes is going to be one in which that I think the Bruins, they have something to prove against the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, I want you to really think about this for just a moment. Think about this. We know, and we all remember last year. Last year, the playoff series against the Hurricanes in round one, a series in which that every home team won every home game. No team was able to win a single game on the road. The Bruins found themselves in more times than not, especially when they played at PNC Arena down in Raleigh in North Carolina, struggling to find their game and to even play their game whenever they played the Hurricanes down in Carolina. If the Boston Bruins are going to go to the Stanley Cup Finals, this is a team that they are going to potentially face if they get as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned, Eastern Conference Finals. They're going to have to beat the Carolina Hurricanes, and they're going to need to win on the road in Carolina. You know, I saw something crazy. And a tidbit of information that was crazy as pertains to the Bruins and the Hurricanes matchup tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to know when was the last game that the Bruins had won in Carolina against the Hurricanes? When was the last game that they won? I got the answer for you. It was game four of the 2019 Eastern Conference Finals. Go look it up. That was the last time the Bruins were able to win on the road in Carolina. That's insane, isn't it? We're talking nearly 4 years. 4 years. But it's hard to believe, isn't it? But it's true. Which is why, again, I say, when you're thinking ahead to the playoffs, and yes, you can think ahead to the playoffs. When you're thinking ahead to the playoffs and you're thinking about potential matchups whom the Bruins may potentially play in their road to the Stanley Cup Finals, should they get that far, the Carolina Hurricanes is a team that they're going to have to face, potentially. and they're going to have to win on the road in Carolina. I make mention of this because they're going to Carolina tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock puck drop. We all know from a distance and haven't seen the games on TV when the Bruins are in Carolina playing the Hurricanes, how rowdy the crowd can get. And we know just how good this Carolina team is this season. They go out and they get Brett Burns. They recently go out and they get Shane Gostisbehere, formerly of the Arizona Coyotes. We know that despite losing Andre Svechnikov recently to a season-ending injury, although it's a big loss for the Carolina Hurricanes, but this is a big loss, but this is still a team that is still good enough to get to the finals, and that is the Hurricanes. They're still a good team. So with all that being said, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on tomorrow's matchup against Carolina? Do you feel the same way? Do you think that the Bruins have something to prove going down to Carolina and beating the Hurricanes in their own building, something that they haven't done since 2019 Eastern Conference Finals? What are your thoughts? Call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. I said it during the last segment, and I think it's worth repeating again. They have proven up until this point that they can beat you in a myriad of different ways. They can outscore you. They can outmuscle you. Yes, for the first time in a long time, we can say that the Bruins can outmuscle any other team in the league. They have the best goaltending in the league. But if there is one thing that the Bruins have not done in the last few years that should give you pause for concern, pause and have some thought, this would be it. This would be it. So, you think of Carolina, what comes to mind? What comes to mind? For me, there's a few things that come to mind when I think of the Carolina Hurricanes. One of the things that come to mind for me is that head coach Rod Brind'Amour has done a phenomenal job with this team, with this roster. I mean, what exactly is there not to like if you're the Carolina Hurricanes based on what they have done this season? One, you got to really like what you've seen in terms of how this roster has gelled. How this roster continues to play a terrific brand of hockey that is based in physicality, skill, and they know how to get the job done. And their defenseman core is absolutely among the best in the NHL. I think of Jacob Slavin as one defenseman who could really create problems. And you think about the fact that the Carolina Hurricanes, despite that this is a team that they're also playing tonight, they're going to be playing back-to-back as well, so there won't be any sort of disadvantage. Oh, the Hurricanes have had some sort of rest. No, they're playing the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight on Hockey Night in Canada. And then they face the Bruins tomorrow. This is a team that in which that if you're looking at the scoring depth, they got scoring. Sebastian Aho comes to mind. Sebastian Aho is definitely a player in which that you look at this team and you say, you know what? They surely could put up goals. You think of Jesse Puljujärvi, formerly of the Edmonton Oilers. You think of Derek Stepan, who once upon a time can score 20 goals a season, in like the previous years. And then, by the way, in terms of tonight's game for the Hurricanes against the against the Toronto Maple Leafs, Jack Drury, Derek Stepan, and Jesse Puljujärvi, they're going to be playing together. And, oh, by the way, they still have Paul Stastny, who's going to be the healthy scratch for tonight's game. So, all in all, tomorrow's Bruins-Hurricanes game, I think it's going to be must-see TV. Because that is a game that could also be a potential playoff preview between the Bruins and the Hurricanes. And I talked about this earlier in the segment in terms of the Bruins' inability to win in Carolina and not having done so since 2019 Eastern Conference Finals. But, man, from a pure hockey perspective, I really like this Carolina team a lot. I mean, their top line of Teemu Teravainen, Sebastian Aho, Nikas, and not to mention their second line of Jarvis Kasperi, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and as well as Nosen. This is a team that can score, but they can also defend very well. So, tomorrow, second game of a back-to-back for the Boston Bruins. Bruins, Carolina, they got to win. They got to win in Carolina. They got to, you know, I wouldn't say get the monkey off the back, but rather they need to exercise that demon, so to speak, because it is going to be a large one, especially for a team that was not able to beat Carolina at all in Carolina last season, and they haven't done so in 4 years. So if you have any thoughts on tomorrow's matchup between the Bruins and Hurricanes, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. We have hit another music break as it is. We are getting closer to 6 o'clock here on a Saturday afternoon. Coming up next, I'm going to give you my overall thoughts on the World Baseball Classic, since I haven't really done that, especially during the last couple of weeks I've been away from the station and off the radio airwaves. I want to share with you my overall thoughts on that, and as well as look forward to the upcoming baseball season that starts in 5 days. That and much more coming up next here in the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him. Inside and outside, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
I'm blue, I've been deed, I've been dying. I've been deed, I've been dying. I've been deed, I've been dying.
are blue. Blue are the people here that walk around. Blue like my car, it's in and out time. Blue are the words I say and what I think. Blue are the feelings that live inside me. I'm blue.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Welcome back to the Shukri Ray Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Is the number to call into the show, in which I figure in the last couple of segments I'm sneaking just a few thoughts on the World Baseball Classic that just concluded just a couple of days ago. And, I mean, overall, the World Baseball Classic was absolutely incredible. It was incredible to watch from beginning to end. I don't know how many of you actually watched, whether we watch all the games or a vast majority of the games, or you just solely followed Team USA on their run to the World Baseball Classic Championship game, where they fell just short to Team Japan. Congratulations to the Japanese on their well-deserved victory. It was riveting baseball. It was baseball at its absolute best. You have superstars playing and representing their countries. You had teammates playing against each other on opposing teams representing their countries. You had something that happened that you thought you wouldn't go in to see, and you actually did. And you did. The Mike Trout and the Shohei Ohtani matchup was one for the ages. I mean, it really was. I mean, my goodness. When you think about superstars in baseball, you think about two of the absolute best players in the game right now. And that is Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. And it just so happens that they both are teammates on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Mike Trout has only been to the postseason once, 2014. And it was as quick as that breeze that blows off the Boston Harbor. That's it. It was, hi, how you doing? See ya. Nice knowing ya. Three-game sweep by the Kansas City Royals, who were on their way to the World Series that year. Shohei Ohtani has yet to play in the postseason. And you did it on the biggest international stage possible. That is the World Baseball Classic, where major leaguers are playing against each other. The best of the best, where the world is in fact watching. What more could you possibly have asked for? I mean, my goodness. That matchup in itself was just absolutely riveting. I had the chance to watch and listen to the clip that was circulating around Twitter and so forth as it pertains to the the matchup between Otani and Trout. I heard the Japanese call of it, and it was just, oh, it was baseball orgasmic. Just listening to the Japanese announcers call the final out and that at bat between Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. It was just magnificent. And there are people that were upset in the aftermath of Team Puerto Rico's closer Edwin Diaz's season-ending injury during their celebration over their win over Team Dominican Republic. And there were people that were saying, this is why the World Baseball Classic shouldn't be played in March, which is truly one of the most moronic takes in sports. Because season-ending injuries can happen at any given time. You don't believe me? Go ask the Philadelphia Phillies. Go ask them about Rhys Hoskins. Torn ACL, done for the season. Injuries can happen at any given time. So, to the people that are out there yelling into the wind and saying that, well, the World Baseball Classic shouldn't be played and it's an embarrassment, let me ask you this question. If your team had a star player, a big piece, go down to injury and that ends their season, are you screaming on top of your lungs if that same injury were to take place in spring training? Or even during the regular season? No. The answer to that is no. So, I found it absolutely comical. I wouldn't even say, like, infuriating. But I found it to be absolutely astounding. The amount of people in media, whether it was Keith Olbermann, who really showed his xenophobia quite clearly. And don't even get me started on KFC Barstool, that racist prick. Showing their racism and xenophobia quite clearly. And it was an exposure of people's true colors because their favorite players on their favorite teams got hurt, or they just so happen to be the fan of the sport that they can't stomach the idea that a star player goes down to injury that ends their season and it's bad for baseball. That's why they shouldn't play in the World Baseball Classic. Like, the hypocrisy was amazing. And I don't mean that literally. Like, oh my God, this is great. No, it was amazingly bad. It was just so pathetic. It's basically like telling someone who has had Olympic dreams. By the way, I'm going to use hockey as an example. Because the NHL has played in the Olympics. Injuries happen in the Olympics. Should I remind everyone of John Tavares' injury during the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi for Team Canada that ended his season, and how that impacted the New York Islanders' season? Or is it only convenient because we are slaves to the moment that we do not like to look at the bigger picture? That's basically what this is. We're so caught up in the moment that we don't like looking at the bigger picture when it comes to certain stories, when it comes to certain topics, when it comes to certain matters. We only like to look at it through a microscopic lens. And that creates a lot of short-sighted thoughts, behaviors, mannerisms, and statements that come out of people that are prominent figures in sports media. And yet, somehow, some way, a catastrophic injury to Edwin Diaz has opened a can of worms to show you exactly who is who in sports media when it comes to baseball players, major leaguers at that, playing in the World Baseball Classic. Thank you for showing me exactly who you are. Now, I believe you. Coming up next, Final thoughts here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Freeform Radio.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The kisses of the sun. The kisses of the sun. Was sweet, I didn't blink, I let it in my eyes. Like an exotic drink, the radio playing songs that I have never heard, I don't know what to say. Oh, not another word, just la 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 la. It goes around the world, just la 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 la. It's all around the world, just la 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 la. And everybody's singing la 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 la. And now the bells are ringing la 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 la.
La 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 la
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad to be here with you on this Saturday afternoon as we're approaching sunset time here in the greater Boston area. Also, just real quick, clicked in my head. I should probably do this as well. For all the Muslims that are out there listening to the show, Ramadan Mubarak, taqabbalallah minna wa minkum wa amina salihat. It is the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has begun for us Muslims. We are in day three. We're actually about to wrap up day three of fasting during this blessed month of Ramadan. So I just want to give a quick shout out to all the Muslims out there that are also observing in the fast for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in continuation with the show, I just want to give you my final thoughts here in this program, in which that, you know, baseball is truly an amazing sport. Every way you may slice it and dice it, but it's amazing. It's amazing to think that we are now just mere days away from opening day. And you're seeing teams announce who their opening day starter is going to be, starting on Thursday, March 30th. That's just in 5 short days from now. And you see, you know, pitchers, you know, getting the final tune-up before their opening day start and whatnot. You gotta love it. I mean, my goodness. Tanny Alcantara of the Miami Marlins, for example, struck out the first 8 batters in his outing as he prepared for his opening day assignment for the Miami Marlins. And, I mean, my goodness, the news that came out of Yankee spring training, Severino having a lat strain, most likely going to start the season on an injury list. Not something you want to hear if you're a Yankee fan, but if you're the Boston Red Sox, this Red Sox team really has nothing to lose. This team is not even expected to make the playoffs or even contend. But there are those that are within the organization and those that follow the team that believe that this team can potentially compete this season. Well, only time will tell, and I mean that wholeheartedly, in which that the Red Sox, they have the season opener on Thursday against the Orioles. It's a 4-game series, by the way. A three-game series. They have the opening day on Thursday. Friday, they have the day off. That's typically just in case if it's a rain out. And then Saturday, April 1st, and then Sunday, April 2nd, those are the first 3 games to start the season. And then they have also another 3-game series, an interleague series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So baseball is upon us all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing how the season will shape up. You know, Corey Kluber has gotten the opening day nod for the Boston Red Sox. He is going to be facing against Baltimore Orioles' Kyle Gibson. So that's going to be the matchup at Fenway Park come Thursday afternoon. First pitch a little bit after 2 o'clock. So opening day is here. So you just never know. And it's going to be fun to see how baseball will look in 2023 in the regular season with the pitch clock. We've seen a significant difference throughout spring training as to the pace of game. The game of flying by faster than I probably have ever seen probably since the 90s. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fascinating to watch. Baseball returns in full earnest. Thursday, the regular season begins. The NHL regular season is winding down. The NBA regular season is winding down. The Celtics had a solid win last night over the Indiana Pacers. So, if you are a sports fan in this region, in this city, you really got to like what you have on the calendar coming up. I do. I'm excited. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Sugar Ray signing off until next time, which will more likely be on Wednesday, full show from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Have a good rest of your afternoon, everybody. Take care.